From NPR and WNYC, live from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Our VIP is the author of the acclaimed comic series Optic Nerve, and his work has appeared in The New Yorker, McSweeney's, and Best American Comics. His latest book, Killing and Dying, is a darkly funny exploration of mortality, parenthood, and stand-up comedy. Adrian Tomina. Let's say hello to our first two contestants, Adam Hukins and Tony Davidson. Hello, Adam.
Hi, Ophir.
I need to point out to those who have never met you before, who cannot see your name as I can on your name tag, that Adam is spelled with not one, not two, but three A's.
That is correct.
Is it the Dutch spelling or something?
All right. Well, when my parents were pregnant with me, they gave my brother, who was 8 or 9 at the time, a pen and paper and said, write down a list of names you want your little brother to be called. He wrote down Adam, and he spelled it wrong. My parents thought, why don't we just keep it? This looks interesting. So that's why my name is spelled A-D-A-A-M, because my brother was not an intelligent child.
Tony, did your parents reward your achievements with letting you do things like name things, or?
My big reward was if I came home with an A or a really good grade, I got a penny.
Whoa!
And if I got 3 A's, I got 3 pennies. But I have to say that, you know, I learned some good lessons from that, and so they're some of the most valuable money I ever earned.
Oh. Now, did you find the penny valuable at the time, or were you sort of like, I deserve more than this?
Let's say my attitude changed over time.
Right. Well, this game is called I Took a Geography Class and All I Got Was This Lousy T-Shirt. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to read captions from actual T-shirts that we found on sale on the internet. All you have to do is guess what U.S. state is depicted on each shirt.
Okay.
So let's go to our house musician, Jonathan Colton, who owns many of these T-shirts.
Right. I also have a huge collection of state T-shirts.
State T-shirts. Yeah. To go with the gun belts.
So, for instance, we found a T-shirt online that said, my governor can eat your governor, which, of course, was a reference to Governor Chris Christie of the great state of New Jersey.
Oh, boy.
Low blow.
It's a little bit of a low blow, I admit. I didn't make the shirt, however. I'm just reporting on the existence of the shirt. Other New Jersey shirts we found include New Jersey, America's armpit. No surprise there. And New Jersey smells like an old jersey.
Oh.
Sort of a new take on an
old
classic.
I kind of like that.
I don't mean to bash New Jersey. We're actually going to bash a lot of different states in the game. Just buzz in when you know the state we're talking about, and the winner will move on to the final round at the end of the show.
Here's your first one. Potatoes and white people. Tony.
Idaho.
Yeah, exactly. What was the tip-off for you?
Potatoes,
yeah. You scream, I scream, we all scream for maple syrup. Adam.
Vermont.
Exactly. I guess they don't rhyme in Vermont.
No, don't have to.
No poetry. Monogamy, monogamy. Adam.
Utah.
Yeah, that's right. Nice job. See, because I felt like that could go either way. Your brain would go, maybe Vegas, so I'll go with Nevada, or maybe New Orleans, so I'll go with Louisiana, or Hollywood. No, we're talking about religion here.
Oh, yeah.
Where Dracula would live if he did a lot of crossword puzzles. I know. No one ever talks about the nerdy undead, do they?
Admittedly, it's not a great shirt.
Adam?
I'm just taking a guess. Louisiana.
No, that is incorrect. Tony, can you steal?
I'm going to go with New York.
Okay.
1 in 49 chance.
Also not correct, but...
I can give a hint.
Let's go to our puzzle guru, Art Chung.
The hint is if he did a lot of crossword puzzles, he'd probably use a what?
Adam. Oh, sorry, Tony.
Pennsylvania.
That's right.
That is what we're looking for. I know. Yeah. Dracula doing crossword puzzles, Pennsylvania. He does the cryptic crosswords. Most likely to secede. Tony.
South Carolina.
A good guess, but not what we're looking for. Adam.
Texas.
Yes. If Kansas was a pirate. Tony.
Arkansas.
Yes! Which, nice one. I gotta hand it to Arkansas. That's hilarious. Some good stuff,
it's
Arkansas.
Good, it's a good one.
Looks and smells like a sweaty foam finger. Tony?
Florida?
I like that, but no.
Oh, I know what the answer is.
You know what the answer is? Adam feels like he knows what the answer is, too.
I don't think I know it anymore.
No?
Tony?
Oklahoma. That's the other panhandle.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for. We can't give you the point, but that's correct. Yes. This is your last clue. Who's your daddy?
Ooh.
Who's your daddy? Who's our daddy?
Maybe more like, who's your daddy?
Tony?
Indiana.
Indiana is correct. Puzzle Guru Art Chung, how did our fine contestants do?
It was a close game, but Tony, you get the I'm a Winner t-shirt. Congratulations.